Welcome to Life's a Story podcast, where everyone has a story to tell. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, and joining me are some amazing individuals.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships or sharing personal triumphs, we're here to explore the moments in life that shape us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Join us as we share stories that will encourage, challenge, and entertain you.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get started.
All right. Well, welcome back to Life's a Story podcast. And I'm your host, Greg Steinke. Along with me is my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie, where real life
meets the mic.
Y'all thought I was just going to forget.
I know. I wondered if you remembered how to do it.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I was ready to jump in.
We had to get back in the swing of things.
Had to hold up some cue cards for me. Then it's been 3 weeks, I think.
At least two.
Since we met.
And probably at least two, but I don't think it's been three.
Has it been just two?
Yeah,
Two weeks.
I think two. You guys were on vacation for a long time.
Yeah.
We were.
Friday. We
needed, yeah.
Friday. 3 weeks.
This will be.
It was. We met 3 weeks ago.
Neither okay. here nor there. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Excellent. Well, I saw we got more five stars. Everyone's starting to realize like the other four stars don't work. So keep up the good work.
Yes, like and subscribe.
Yes,
thumbs up
and.
Don't test them out. Just click five.
Just click them all. Click all downloads. Download them all, and we're all
only
we're
the five good. Star works.
Yeah. And let's put out. If you do have questions, you can email us at lifesastory2024@gmail.com, and we can certainly respond to you. I'd like to hear your story, and you can go to our Facebook page, Life's a Story Facebook. And contact us and message us.
Yeah, and be looking for our Instagram page. That's going to be coming out soon.
Yep.
Stephanie's yeah. our...
Put on the spot.
Our tech social entrepreneur.
Yep, our social girl.
But why didn't we meet for the last few weeks? What have you guys been up to?
Oh, you know, just vacationing.
Catching some fish.
Catching some rays.
We had a great time.
Yeah,
where'd you guys go?
Navarre. Navarre, Florida.
Yeah.
It's about our 14th or 15th year being there.
It's a lot of years. Yeah.
A lot of years.
It's our favorite place to go. It is.
It's like a forgotten world. The population there is very limited because, number one, it's an island. Navarre is an island. And they are rentals, like vacation spot rentals, and mostly for families. And so that's the atmosphere, is family atmosphere. Yeah. You don't have any spring breakers, you know, coming down.
Not
like,
too much.
Like there's Destin and Fort Walton,
yeah.
which is east of that.
Did you guys go to Pensacola also, or any?
No.
Just stuck to the Navarre?
Yeah, we were just walking across the road to the beach most of the time.
Yeah, and then I went to Laurel, Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
To see the town of hometown, HGTV's hometown. So that was fun. I was there with my daughter, and we had a really nice time.
Well, nice. I know Uncle Greg will be posting some reels of his fishing trip.
Yeah. But he almost did.
Maybe
survive.
The funniest video I've
hey,
ever seen.
Yes. You know, it was.
That was a big fish, though.
It was worth it. Yeah, because so, like, we were on, you know, the opposite end of all of our poles, and the last pole, which is my pin pole, which is not a cheap pole, was heading into the water by a large fish. Mo, I think it was, the whale.
How big was it?
20 and a half pound.
Wow.
And a big red drum. So, yeah, I pulled my hamstring reaching for my pole. But it was well worth it.
I mean, it looked like it was like 3 feet long.
It was, I believe we measured it at... 41.
Okay.
41 inches.
So over 3 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing math.
If my math skills.
Yes.
I'm not good at basic math. So. But
yeah, it was a fighter. It was
over
good.
3 feet.
We enjoyed that. And caught some other little ones and, you know, threw them back and a big deal.
Well, good.
But. Yeah.
It's a nice time.
Yeah.
Needed a break.
Yeah.
Away for a little
it's
bit.
Always
so,
much
yeah,
needed.
It was good.
Yeah, because coming back, we're hitting the foot, hitting the ground running again. And
yes. Busy week ahead.
Yes.
It's always good, even though it's tiring. It's good. It's a good week. So we have a week of revival coming up at church. So mm-hmm. It's church Saturday through Friday. And
which by the time this goes out, it would have had
amazing
all
week.
Yeah.
So revival last week was great.
It was awesome.
So we're hoping,
yes.
We're hoping we're going to make it through.
No, it's good. You just have to have a mindset. You know, it's going to just be that
it's
way.
Just busy.
And
it will be. A lot of effort put forth in every one of these. Of course, I think we're the only church around that I know of. I'm not going to say that we are the only church around that does this, but that I know of that has 7-day revivals.
Yeah.
And you're real good, like trying to keep the. Because I know you've watched different churches online, and the preliminaries are like 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So we always keep the preliminaries short and be mindful of kids
in school.
Yeah, so
like Monday through Friday, we're very mindful of everybody.
So you want to tell everybody where our church is?
1045 Monroe Concord Road in Troy, Ohio.
But this is going to be after the
Calvary
fact.
Calvary Baptist Church.
But they could still always come to us.
Yes, they can come on Sunday.
And you can go on our Facebook page, Calvary Baptist Church, Troy, and even watch all of the streaming on there, and it'll be just an exciting time.
Yeah.
And the Calvary Quartet that's going to be there, it'll be their fifth year with us.
Now, what members are left?
They're really good.
Of the original, the OG.
Well, the only one that retired is
the bass
singer.
Okay.
There is another fellow that's coming to take the place of John, which is a high tenor.
Oh, he
won't
be here.
But he will be here Sunday night. He's coming in from Washington, D.C. So he does musicals.
Like plays, performances.
Like Christian musical plays,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he plays, some prophet or, some apostle or king or I don't know who he's playing this time around.
And what's his name again?
John.
And you said he's coming Sunday night? Are they staying here longer than... Usually it's always Saturday and then Sunday morning and then they're... Heading to the next.
They'll be here all night Saturday night, and then all day Sunday. And then they'll head out. They'll head out Sunday night, most likely after the service.
Oh, okay.
And travel down.
And we're gonna try to have John on our podcast. He has an amazing testimony of just what the Lord has done in his life, and so we definitely want to have him on.
It'll be a Zoom
because he lives in California.
Yes. So we will have him on, and we're not going to give you too much more detail about that.
It's
but you will want to listen.
Yes, very good.
And other than that, so...
What's new with you guys?
Yeah, we haven't...
Well, we went on a little mini vacation, just a weekend trip.
We did.
We went to Cuyahoga Falls again.
Yes.
This time we took the girls.
I was trying to think where we went. I was just telling Andy upstairs, like, we travel so much anymore. I didn't even know where we went last.
But
yeah, Cuyahoga Falls up north, Ohio. We did some hiking.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Just the norm.
Sweet Frog. That was a big hit.
We stayed at a really nice hotel. Like, I feel like hotels are a dying breed.
That
good
is
hotels.
True. Yes.
Good hotels
because
are a dying breed.
Verbo
and Airbnb. And we typically go the Airbnb route. But
I'm an Airbnb all the way.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Andy kind of was pouting a little bit that we were going to do a hotel.
And you know what? It really was a nice hotel.
But yeah, it was good. And
but the prices are almost comparable, though, aren't they? Like
cheaper.
Yeah.
I think.
A hotel was a little bit cheaper once you get all like the cleaning fees and all that kind of stuff with Airbnb. And we were only going to be there. I mean, we got a good deal on it. So, and we were only there for two nights. And they had like a small pool for the kids to swim in. The pool was nice.
Sure.
There was one time where there was a few other kids in the pool, and that was it. The kids love the breakfast. I mean, continental breakfast.
No, you can't beat that.
Yeah. It's like a... I think they got one of everything.
Yeah.
Like, Hadley got down there, and she was like, I want cereal, and I want fruit, and I want yogurt. And we're like, you don't even like that kind of yogurt. Yes, I do. Okay. Eat it. I don't know. And then they have to make their own waffles. And, I mean, there is like a table full
of food at breakfast, and they take two bites of something. They're like, I think I'm done.
And all the other occupants come down, and there's nothing
right,
left.
There's nothing left.
Who ate all the bacon and the sausage links?
Yeah. Don't
Our
look
kids
over here.
Wiped them out.
Oh man,
that's great though. But you guys enjoy fun. You enjoy hiking and.
We do. Yeah, kind of we love it.
And that kids, physical activity.
Oh. We love physical activity and torture and, you know,
well, really? One, of the, things. One of the trails was torture. Do you remember? We didn't think it was ever going
to
end.
Yeah. We went to the visitor center and got a map of the trail. We're like, you know, we want to go see the waterfall. How far is it? And he's like, it's a mile out and a mile back. Perfect. Not too bad. He's like, you know, it's not necessarily a beginner-friendly trail. Like, the kids might have a little bit of a hard time in a couple spots. And you'll go up, like, a little over 1,000 feet. And we're like, okay.
I doubt this guy's ever done the trail.
Yeah.
He just seen it, pictures of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It was 3 miles to the falls.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
3 miles
word.
Back.
But it was straight up.
Straight up.
Both ways?
And we went,
no.
There was no, but there was definitely points of like elevation on the way there. And then you would go down a little bit and then you would go up again and down a little bit. But I mean, on the way back, we were on our way to the falls and we passed a bachelorette party. So a group of girls probably in their like early 20s, they looked like maybe. And they were all like
struggling.
Heavy breathing. And we were a little nervous at that point. But we made it back and we counted. It was like over 150 steps on the way back. And that was after you hiked like 3 miles there.
150 steps?
Yeah. 150 steps.
And oh, okay.
Like
they're
straight up.
Oh, yes. Goodness.
It was not your normal casual. It was
no.
Really? To like a lookout point or something like that?
It was to a waterfall.
Yeah, it was really nonsense.
So there was really no lookout. There was, I mean.
They could have gone around this to get to the waterfall.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah,
and
we
honestly,
do have pictures.
We walked through and at one point you get to about the halfway mark on the way out to the falls and there's a parking lot off a road.
Wasn't told about
and
it.
We're like,
that's probably
that's
where
the
mile
sits.
Is.
We
oh, it's
could
be.
Have just drove.
Yeah.
That's where he said it
it's
was
a mile.
Right.
Oh.
Right. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. But we did it. It was fine. The kids were great the entire time. They love it, really.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And Hadley, you know, we were just laughing the whole time. She's like, her little Rocky Balboa, like running up the hills.
Oh, yeah.
With her arms up in the air. And she's like, come on, you guys are weak.
Took
better.
Her, yeah.
Like,
David Goggins in the making.
Yeah. I mean, she's ridiculous.
It took
but,
Sawyer's book bag and said, this ain't
yeah.
heavy. And
Sawyer sat down on one of the steps, like halfway up.
I can't
and
do
she was
it.
Like, I just need a drink. I can't do it. And Hadley's like, get up. You can do it. We're almost to the top.
I am the motivator.
Yeah. She was.
She did. She took
she's
Sawyer's
so
book
funny.
Bag also and said, I got this.
Yeah. Oh, good
really?
For her.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's determination.
Yep.
That's really good.
And she kept telling
she
herself,
so
I got this. I got this. I got yeah. this.
That's awesome.
A little 5-year old.
Did you have to carry them back at all?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah. They did really well.
Yeah.
We're training them.
There
yeah.
you go. That's
they're
great.
Getting there.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Nothing wrong with some physical activity.
Yeah.
No.
Right, dear?
Then we came back.
Absolutely.
For other people.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all rooters for you.
Really
we're,
proud
we're
of you.
We're the fan club. I mow grass. Yeah. I don't know. That's about as physical as I get.
I do the steps at work. I mean,
yes, you
know.
You do.
Well, next week we're going to next Friday we're going to top of the world. Not really, but to the Red River Gorge.
River Gorge. We're going to the top of the world and we're going underground.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Underground
yeah.
kayaking.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. Here's the challenge. It's only going to take 7 months, so they say.
Nope.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
What is it?
Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
Oh.
No.
Maybe someday.
I watched a documentary on that, on those that, number one, hiked by themselves, which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
They hiked by themselves and they didn't.
They die.
They died.
They didn't tell their story?
They didn't get
the family,
a chance to
the
tell
family
story.
Told the story.
Ooh, yeah. It's always bad when you see the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were talking about all of the difficulties that you encounter during that hike.
Oh, I'm sure.
And some will just, you know, do it a month, maybe a few weeks. But those that go out thinking that they can just have, you know, 3 pounds of beef jerky and 3 quarts of water and, you know, go make for it. Yeah, they don't.
So you tell me that doesn't work?
As they take notes.
You might need maybe two pounds of beef jerky.
I love beef jerky.
So, but we're going to talk about something. And let me add this. This is a subject that, of course, we are Christian-based. I'm a pastor. Everyone here is saved. Trust the Lord. This subject cannot be practiced.
No.
Without having the greater understanding of the derivation and the foundation of forgiveness. This subject.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say, babe?
Oh, boops. Sorry.
She said the F word. Bleep it.
What'd she say?
Stephanie. She said forgiveness.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said forgiveness.
I said
not
she said the F
quote,
word.
Quote.
You have
Dina,
to bleep
don't say
her.
That F word.
Oh, Stephanie.
She gave it away.
Yeah. All right, so the subject, my wife is going to just, what's the subject, baby, that we're going to talk about?
Forgiveness.
There you go.
You don't have to bleep it out.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to bleep it. It's okay.
That was good. That was funny.
So forgiveness is one of those subjects, it's easier to tell somebody to do it than to practice it yourself. No
yes.
doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
No
and
doubt.
And that's a key word, I think, practice it. Like, it's never just a one-time, oh, I forgive
right.
you type of
whether it's
thing.
Whether it's just by, you know, one person or by multiple people. And it could be that you're always forgiving the same mm-hmm. person over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But I know
we gotta
that.
We got to stay on track.
Huh?
We're going to have to stay on track.
On track.
Yeah, we're going to try to, you know, we're not going to go willy-nilly. We have an outline Stephanie's
well,
worked at, so.
Yeah, I know she does. I'm going to give you a verse, though.
Yes. Give us a verse.
All right. So in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, Paul was commissioned by God to be the missionary and preacher that he was supposed to. And he was talking to one of the kings, and he said, this is what his commission was, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So the word forgiveness is found many times in the Bible. And I know that you have a definition of forgiveness.
I mean, the dictionary.
Webster.
Webster.
Good old
Webster. I don't know if it was good old Webster. But, I mean, basically, it's just defined as a conscious and deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment, anger, and vengeance towards someone who has wronged us.
Mm-hmm.
It involves letting go of the desire for retribution and choosing to extend compassion and understanding instead.
So let me ask you this, all right? Not going willy-nilly, but I want to have freedom. Forgiveness, is it one way or two ways?
One way.
It is just one way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, forgiveness, does it have effect on both or just the one?
It can have an effect on both.
So it does.
We're smart.
Have an effect on right. both. So
we're not amateurs over
we're
here.
Not.
No,
we're amateurs
no.
when it comes to this.
And Webster, like if you look under Webster, he also uses the word pardon.
Yeah. What was read the first sentence again, if you don't mind?
Forgiveness is defined as a conscious and deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment, anger, and vengeance towards someone who has wronged us.
Correct.
So that conscious and deliberate, I think,
correct.
Are very important.
But he also uses a synonym with forgiveness as pardon. And he says, Webster says, that it is the excusing of an offense without exacting a penalty.
Mm. Yeah.
So yep. when you forgive, you're not only just forgiving the action of the individual, but you're also forgiving retribution mm-hmm. or vengeance.
No penalty.
No penalty.
That's hard.
Which is the hardest part?
That is the hardest part, because resentment is the biggest issue when it comes to forgiveness.
Well, I think it's human nature.
It is human nature. Yes. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But then, you know, with that forgiveness, would you not say that, you know, we talk about forgive and forget. Well, the forgetting part is coupled with that resentment where we can't forget.
Right.
It's hard to forget, hard to let go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and on it, I think a lot of people think that, though, that when you forgive, that means that you forget or that you're letting people off the hook for what they did.
Right.
But forgiveness is not at all synonymous with forgetting or condoning what they did.
No, it's not.
Or any of that. I mean, it's correct. It's the exact. I think when you really break it down, forgiveness is not at all what people think it is.
It's a lot deeper.
You have to dig a lot deeper.
Right.
And you have to have a curious mind.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go, oh, yeah, I forgive you, and then not understand, like, everything you're forgiving. Like, you're not, may not just be forgiving the situation. You got to forgive, like, how it got to that situation in most cases.
Right.
Or sometimes, sadly, there's people you got to forgive who've murdered a loved one or something like that. You got to almost dig deep into
there. There are degrees. Yeah. And we're going to have, I've asked one of our good friends to come and be a part of this. So we're going to do a few episodes on this forgiveness, but he shares a testimony on forgiving an individual who wronged him in a magnificent way. And I say that in a negative way. Mm-hmm. To where he had to not just forgive, but he had to let it go and forget about it. And when we talk about forgetting about it, of course, we can't forget. I mean, for us to choose to forget is impossible. Right. Now, the Lord does choose to forget our sin, and he remembers them no more. But only God can do that. Right. But for you and me to try to, all right, I'm going to forgive you, but it plays in our mind and rolls and rolls and rolls day after day, night after night of whoever. And it could be something very small and insignificant. You know, somebody, I don't know, wrecks my truck. Give it to them, take it, come back, wreck it. You know, they say, I'm sorry, I didn't know, you know, and they give me the reason. You know, I have to forgive them. Mm-hmm. But every time I look at the truck, It you know, probably would make me upset again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think real quick on that is the forgetting part. You're never going to forget. I mean, you just won't. But you
not
can,
some deep things.
But you can. Right. But you can choose to not let your mind linger there.
Yeah, that's not to allow the emotion of it to take over.
Yes, and to let your mind just go there, and then you think about it, so that there you do have a choice.
So, in that verse, so I was comparing Webster with the scriptural value in the Greek type. So forgiveness is a freedom of condemnation, which is very similar to what Webster said. And a pardon and deliverance. Now, that deliverance is on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where it's delivering you from resentment and delivering bitterness. Them from condemnation.
Yeah, bitterness can.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we had listened to a podcast somewhat recently, kind of talking a little bit about that, how it's on both sides when you forgive. On going into that a little bit deeper, I guess, on the other side of things, like when you're forgiving someone, when you are not, I guess, attaching a label to that person, mm-hmm. when you choose to forgive them, you are not attaching a label to that person, which in turn makes that person not repeat that behavior, hopefully, in the future. When you can't forgive that person and you constantly hold that label of what you experienced with them in you, you're, especially if you are still in contact with that person in any way, and a lot of times even if you're not, but you are still putting that label and that shame onto them, where they start to label themselves that way. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you look at somebody who is maybe a repeat offender in jail. You see those same people over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they begin to label themselves as that. They're mm-hmm. they're not going to be.
They take on that character for themselves.
They take on that characteristic of
right.
who you thought they were.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if they're given true forgiveness in life and a chance to redeem themselves and a chance to show their true character,
mm-hmm.
because they're not just, you know, someone who steals. They're not just a murderer. They're, mm-hmm. you know, when you're born, you are, I don't know, we talked about this too. When you're born, everyone is born a good person. You are taught through life, or your experiences make you.
Well, you are born with a nature to sin.
Right. But everyone is born, like, no one is born when they are born.
You're not saying he's a murderer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's you're not something born like, you have I'm going to murder people when I grow up.
No, no. Two things normally will push you into that role. Society.
Yeah.
You know, your environment, mm-hmm. which is everything from friendship to relationships to media to whatever. And then that internal sinful nature that we have. So those two coupled together. And it could be so like, all right, so let me ask you this. Did Cain, was he born a murderer, or did a situation occur and his internal sinful nature combine it, process the murder?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he had the choice. Everybody has a choice to choose.
Right.
But like you said, you're right. Nobody's born saying, oh, my.
Nobody's born labeled that way.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, my son's going to be a drug addict, you know, when he's a teenager.
Yeah.
That's
I can't wait. Nobody wakes up and says, I can't wait to live that life. I can't wait to disappoint people my entire life. I can't wait to hurt my family every day. I can't wait to make terrible decisions. Like, people, that's just not how we're born.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have, like you said, those societal influences and all of that different kind of stuff that put you into those situations, and having the understanding of that towards other people, I think, helps that forgiveness process.
See them more than...
To see them as more than their mistakes.
And, right.
Well, you,
I agree
and again,
with that.
And you got it when you talk about forgiveness. So you've always got to look at, all right... How am I to do this? So we have to look at how the Lord did it. And he, of course, is the prime example of how, as a husband, wife, forgive one another, or you forgive your children, or you forgive your coworker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did he do that? Oh, he never had expectations afterwards.
Yeah.
Never did. He never, you know, put on there, I'll forgive you if, you know, with a consolation that, if you don't go through, then I'm going to pull back my forgiveness.
Right.
So with them, you know, he never condemned them in the sense, because remember when the woman that had several husbands, and he said, you know, the fellow you're with right now is not your husband also. And he said, go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. So she was very sorrowful, and he had... somewhat in that sense forgave her for that situation. But you're right, where no one has that drive to produce something like that within themselves without an outside
influence
drive. Yeah. Without mm-hmm. something yeah. that is pushing them to that end. And that could be family life.
Yeah, and we see that, you know, where, like you said, you know, for example, as an example, like somebody that's addicted to drugs or steals drugs, and then they're in jail, and you see it, you know, where now they have kids. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all their kids know. That's all their kids have seen growing up.
Right.
And so now the kids are getting in trouble in school, and... going to jail, and it's, I mean, that doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I believe that also, that just because your mom and dad have done something wrong doesn't mean you have to do it either. You do have a choice, but it's hard.
But when you're labeled, you know, you think of those repeat offenders that, you know, you see in your job all the time.
Right.
That those same people that are in there, you think when they do get out, for one, they're going back to the same crowd of people who are saying,
sure,
you're never going to be anything. You may as well stick with us. We got you.
Right.
We're going to take care of you. You have no family. Nobody cares about you.
Right.
When you're constantly fed those things. Because in a whole
society had rejected them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. It's a
bad cycle.
It's a learned behavior. Right.
Yeah.
Of, you know, nobody's coming and saying, like, you know, I want to forgive you for what you did and let's be better.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to support you to be better. So then it is their kids, you know, and they're projecting those same things on their kids and stuff too, that you're not going to be any better than I am. So then their kids get into that same cycle.
It's a generational cycle.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to break that cycle, but we kind of get off on
forgiveness
a little bit. But we didn't digress. We just sidestepped.
Yeah. I was
just a little bit.
Wasn't digress.
But yeah, and speaking on that though too, one thing that we've talked about that is really eye opening in that sense is that when you are in, no matter what situation that you're in, it could be something extremely minor, it could be something like really monumental. One thing that's like really hard to sink in, I think, because it goes very deep when it comes to forgiveness, but it's absolutely necessary and something that we remind ourselves of all the time when we're talking about this topic, is like when someone has wronged you in any way, shape or form. It could be, again, something very minor, such as like a coworker argument. I can't believe that she said that to me.
Right.
Or it could be something huge that you have to remember every time, because of those societal influences and different things like that and the way that they were raised and all of the things that they went through, is like, had you gone through their life and taken the exact same steps that they took,
right,
you would have made the exact same decision that they made.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope. That is a good observation.
You are no less.
Right.
You know, they are no less human than you are.
And that's one thing that you have to look at to help you understand them.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, well, if you understand them, you can forgive them. If you don't understand, then you don't have to. But when it comes to understanding them, it helps you forgive them in a deeper way.
Oh, yeah.
It's easier to forgive them.
Yeah.
Now we're going to keep going on this, but we got to close this one out.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yowzers.
It's a good subject.
We talked a lot about
it. Is.
Yeah, we did. We had to get caught up on just
it is a
stuff,
good subject. So. We're going to continue on. And so join us for the next podcast as we're going to talk about forgiveness over the next few podcasts.
Probably.
You got a little bit of teasers there, Steph?
Oh, I don't have any teasers.
It was like, na 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 na.
We could go on and on and on on this one.
But hey, everyone has a story to tell, and forgiveness is a part of everybody's life,
yeah,
no matter who you are. And so certainly join us this next podcast. Myself, my wife, Stephanie, and Andy.
See you later.
Bye.
We'll see you.
Thanks for joining us, and we will see you on the next podcast.
All right.